The pandemic is adding trillions to a mountain of global debt. Should we be worried? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Now, there's a lot for policymakers to worry about going into next year. The Omicron variant and a still-evolving coronavirus, rising inflation, avoiding recession, and an explosion in global debt by 28% to $226 trillion in 2020. To put that into context, that's double the projected size of the world economy in 2022. Public debt or government borrowing accounted for slightly more than half of that increase, while private debt, which includes those held by households, also reached new highs. Paulo Medas heads up fiscal policy at the International Monetary Fund. He says the debt surge was needed, but will cause problems down the line.
Our research shows that the firms and families and governments, you know, have to reduce the debt levels at the same time because of market pressures, because interest rates are rising. This will hurt economic growth. Governments do have a difficult balancing act. One area we are quite concerned is that among highly indebted developing economies, about 60% of low-income countries are at a high risk or already in debt distress. This is twice as much as what we had seen a few years ago. What we had during the crisis is that we had several initiatives, including, for example, the G20 debt service suspension initiative, which was helping these countries not having to pay their debt. But this is expiring, and countries will need to resume the debt service payments. So this will make the situation more difficult and will require finding additional international support. So it is a challenging period ahead. We'll have to manage it carefully.
You say that it will have to be managed carefully, but it's unrealistic to expect huge amounts of debt to all be forgiven. So what is required to bring elevated levels of debt down?
Absolutely. The issue is going to be that we are still facing a very uncertain outlook. For example, we still don't know how the pandemic dynamics will play out with this new virus mutation. And we have these very high vulnerabilities. So governments are going to have to find this very difficult balance between keeping some policy flexibility, and at the same time, they will need to commit to ensure that debt is sustainable over the medium term.
Paulo Medas, Division Chief in the IMF's Fiscal Affairs Department. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
During times of economic uncertainty, people tend to turn to so-called safe haven investments like government bonds. So how have they done this year? Well, let's do the numbers. US treasuries have been selling off, with yields posting their biggest annual jump since 2013. That's due to concerns about pandemic spending, stimulus tapering, and high inflation. German 10-year bunds have been selling like hotcakes despite negative yields, while the best-performing sovereign bonds came from developing countries. South Africa, China, Indonesia, India, and Croatia topped the list, according to Bloomberg data. Gold, meanwhile, is heading for its first annual loss in 3 years. It's currently trading around $1,800 an ounce. Well, it looks like many countries will have to raise taxes in order to help balance their books and pay off debts. In the West African country of Ghana, the government plans to raise some much-needed revenue with a new tax on electronic transactions. This includes so-called mobile money payments, which have really taken off in sub-Saharan Africa among the unbanked and poor. The proposed tax starts in February, but has already led to anger and protests. The BBC's Mike Johnson reports.
The government wants to impose a 1.75% tax on each electronic transaction from the 1st of February next year. But it's controversial because mobile money is booming in Ghana. You store your cash in a virtual electronic wallet. To deposit or withdraw, you go to a mobile money agent appointed by the company running the network. The government says the new tax will raise around $1 billion, and that most of it will be spent providing new venture capital for Ghana's young entrepreneurs. About 80 kilometres west of Accra, you will find around 8,000 chickens owned by Grace Mensah. Her farm supplies eggs to local shops and wholesalers, and almost all her transactions use mobile money.
My sales will be affected, my purchases will be affected. I've already had customers who have informed me they won't be able to pay by electronic means. They would have to carry cash to the bank to pay. Then also on purchases, I do approximately $10,000 monthly, buying feed, water, drugs, vaccines for the birds, paying workers, utilities and all that. If I have to pay 1.75%, it will be too much for me to bear.
So in the face of such opposition, why is the government so keen to press ahead with this tax? Because it desperately needs the money. Herman Chinnery Hesse is the founder of one of the country's largest software developers called SoftTribe. He's known as the Bill Gates of Ghana.
I think it's great. Most Ghanaians don't pay tax, so we have to find a way to bring everybody into the tax net.
There's no sign yet that the government in Accra will respond to calls for the electronic payments tax to be reduced or scrapped. For now, come February, moving money with your mobile is going to get more expensive in Ghana. I'm the BBC's Mike Johnson for Marketplace.
How do you feel about a new or higher taxes? Email marketplace@bbc.co.uk. And tomorrow we'll be looking at changes to our working life over the past year and whether trends like the Great Resignation are set to continue. Thanks for listening. Do subscribe to our podcast. In London, I'm Alicia Chi Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.